Nigerian Muslim Militants Kill 120 Christians in 3 Weeks. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 16, 2019. The recent death toll of Christians in Nigeria has reached 120 with this week's slaughter of more than 50 by Fulani Muslim militants in the Kaduna state of Nigeria, the Christian Post reported. The Fulani jihadists, who have become a greater threat to Nigerian Christians than the Islamist terror group Boko Haram, stormed the villages of Inkirimi, Dagan Noma, and Ongwangore in the Kajuru local government area last Monday, destroying 143 homes, killing 52 people, and wounding dozens more. The assailants reportedly split into 3 groups, the first of which fired upon the people, the second set fire to buildings, and the third chased down people fleeing from the scene. Victims of the assault included women and children. Monday's incident followed an attack the day before in the Ongwangore village in Kajuru, where 17 Christians were killed and dozens of homes were burned. In the first week of March, Muslim extremists massacred more than 30 Christians in Karamar village, setting fire to several houses and a church. The terrorists reportedly shot at families trying to escape the fire, killing 32. The spate of recent attacks against communities has taken place within the predominantly Christian Adara chiefdom of southern Kaduna. The governor of Kaduna State, Nasir El-Rufai, has imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew on the Kajuru local government area to try to contain the violence. In late February, militants attacked the Mero village, killing 38 Christians and torching homes as well as a Christian church. The Christian Post reported that Fulani militants killed thousands of Christians in 2018 alone in what many are calling a Christian genocide in Nigeria's Middle Belt. Last December, a leading Anglican bishop in Nigeria, Dr. Benjamin Argak Kwashi, said that the Muslim Fulani militants represent the number one terrorist threat facing Christians in Nigeria. The government is able to provide protection to the Christians, but what's obvious to everybody is that the government is unwilling, Kwashi told Breitbart News. The Fulani herdsmen are a bigger threat, Kwashi added. Boko Haram operates in the northeast and scantily moves into other areas, but the Fulani herdsmen are widespread. They're everywhere now. So the Fulani are a bigger threat. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.